The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Wait a minute, that's not quite true. Okay, I'm getting the time is moving. Well, I just figured I'd test you for a moment to see if you were paying attention. At least Kenny was. Jennifer's still asleep.
I'm
wake
not
up.
Asleep.
Why?
I actually got up early today.
It's Wise and Shine time because you're a Weisenheimer, and because of that, we like having your input. How about everybody else's input? Help yourself. 888-302-3684 to the Doug Steffen Good Day program about the issues of the day, the events of the day. Israel says Hamas has to pay a price for the fact that there is no truce. There is no truth to the truce. Israel resuming bombing Gaza, the victim. So the Gazanians say. Are there anybody? Should we call them the Gazanians?
I like it. It works.
Palestinians.
That's nice.
Gazanians.
Let's call them the Gazettes. What do you think?
The Gazettes, even better.
Don't you
right.
think?
Yes. They have rejected, the Gazanians have rejected an Egyptian truce plan. And instead of that, let's throw some more rockets at the Israelis. Woohoo! Have we talked? I wonder if there's enough new that we should call Uri. What do you think, Kenny? An idea?
Yeah, I'm actually a little concerned about him because he hasn't posted on Facebook.
Hmm. Right, all right. I'll
and usually he posts more than we do.
Yeah,
right. He's our eyes on the ground there.
Yep. All right, so here's the situation. The Middle East, a tinderbox, as most people realize. Now there is a worry, not with the Israelis and the Palestinians, but the ISIS group. The independent state of Iraq and Syria. Mm-hmm. Some of the rumor mongers suggest that this is a 24 episode. There are stolen uranium compounds that could be used for dirty bombs. In the past, the news media has done a wonderful job of trying to scare everybody when it comes to putting together this information. So what the suggestion here is, let's find out whether people think it's true or are concerned about it, or if we're back to the same, we shouldn't have anything to do with what's going on in the Middle East, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of this material, which has been scattered all over Iraq, back to the weapons of mass destruction. Were there weapons of mass destruction? No. Were there ingredients that could be put together? Maybe.
Yeah.
So the Iraqi government warned the UN that these operatives had stolen uranium compounds from one of their universities. A lot of experts said the research materials weren't enough to cause any harm. It's still something the news media can make something of. And maybe if these people raid enough research laboratories, they can make some kind of radiation-spreading bomb. Is that going to do them any good if they have any brains at all? They're going to know if they do that, hello, the land they're trying to take over will be ruined for, if not forever, a whole long time. So, and the people who are going to touch it, not that that worries a lot of these people, if they're underlings, are going to ruin their health.
Yeah,
not
I don't think
exactly,
they think about that. We right. would think about that.
We would, yeah. Radiological material.
No good.
Not good.
That's the smartest thing you've said all day.
Thank you. Guess I'll move on then. 888-302-3684. By the way, Jennifer, are you feeling well? Are you feeling okay?
Yep. Just, you know feeling what, kiddies? Always gone. Have your mommy check things for you.
Mommy.
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I had a little foot trouble, but I'm feeling much better already, which is good.
You have big feet.
I have a size 10, yes.
Uh-huh. So what happened to those big feet? Or a big foot?
Well, you know, I thought I hurt my heel. And I just thought I did something kind of funny. And I was just, you know, very busy this weekend. I had a family in town. I had a 100th birthday party to go to for my great aunt. And just was kind of up on it. My feet never, like my heel just wouldn't stop hurting. And it would hurt the more I stood on it, the worse it got. And then my mom checked it out for me and found that it was actually a bug bite.
Bugs.
And so, yeah, off to the urgent
spider
care.
Spider bite.
Yeah, off to the urgent
spiders
care we go.
Spiders can do it. I have a spider bite in my tummy.
You got in your tummy?
On my tummy. The surface of my tummy got a spider bite.
Well, is it okay, though?
Yeah. So I get itches.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, there's a difference between itching and then one that gets, like...
Yeah, it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't have, like, Roberta had tarantulas in your house, probably... would be better off.
Maybe they would take away all the bad bugs.
See, now, if you had told me in an email that was going on, I would have talked about it on the air, and people would have sent thousands of good
donations.
Thoughts. No, but good thoughts in your direction anyway. Good thoughts are important. You know, that thoughts are things. They correct, help problems here and there. All right, so anyway, we think well and hope well. For Jen, she's doing okay. Sounds fine. Ken Kessler monitors our social media, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday show. So of the things we've talked about or the things that we've been talking about this week, what still seems 21 was on the top of the hit parade yesterday in terms of response of people's interest. What do we have today?
We have plenty of 24 comments still, if you'd like some of those.
Yeah, that's okay. Did Jennifer, did you see 24?
I didn't get to because of all this funness. But I had to tell, I told Ken this, that I had to look online and get the spoilers because I just had to know.
You know, how fascinating, just as an aside for a second, yesterday or last night about 5 o'clock, I went to the acupuncturist to work on my shoulder a little bit, and Meredith came, and she was, I was asleep on the table, so she went out to the car. And she hadn't seen, because my sisters were here on Monday night while I was watching 24. They were talking to Meredith, so she didn't get to see the episode.
Mm-hmm.
So she's watching it on her iPhone.
Yeah.
When I got her to the car. And it was clear. It was a small picture, obviously.
It's what people do now. You take your
Amazing.
You take your TV with you.
Yep. All right, so anyway, what do we have for comments, Kenny?
Nicole says, there better be a movie or another season of 24. There's no way it can end like this.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you a little scoop.
Yeah?
A little teeny scoop. They had eventually planned to kill Jack this season.
Really?
They played with that idea and then decided not to. So maybe there'll be another one. He's with the Russians. There has to be.
Yeah, he is with the Russians. And they're not going to kill him. The saving grace or the moment where you knew there was going to be another one was when Chloe and Jack held hands at the end. That's
Aww.
When you knew there was going to be another one. Everybody else dead?
Do you think they'll ever fall in love, those two?
In real life, no.
Well, I don't mean in real life.
She's his only friend.
Yeah. I mean, Audrey's gone.
Audrey and he just about... That was where... The moment you did wonder that, Kenny, was when he put the gun... He took his gun out, and after he'd heard that Audrey had been killed, he was ready to... end it for himself, or at least that's what the audience was led to believe. And then the bad guys start pouring all over, and he grabs the gun and blah, 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 blah. So, and you'll be interested in how Sheng Zi, whatever his name is, gets dispatched, Jennifer.
I heard that he lost his mind. He lost his head.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
This is for Audrey. Okay, so what other comments we got, Kenny?
David says, Jack Bauer killed more people on 24 Live Another Day than all shark attacks since 1580 when the species was first identified.
and someone would look at it. You know, then that's a conflict that I have because I don't like, I'm not a fan of violence. But in this circumstance, it just seems to play. The stories are so good and you want the good guys to survive, and it's like cartoon bad guys. You want them, especially when you find out, like, Benjamin Bratt's a bad guy.
Right.
You figure that out.
You want to see him get his due.
The 9th episode, we figured out that Benjamin Bratt's character was a bad guy. And, yeah, you want to see him get it. All right, what else, Kenny?
Did he get it, by the way, or is he still...
He was, he got sent... He asked for immunity, remember that?
Right, no, I remember, and he got sent away, but did we ever know...
Jack took care of getting... Jack and Kate...
Yeah,
took care of getting information out of him,
right.
So there was no need for any pardon or free passage or anything. So he's going to the same place that Tate Donovan's character is going. What was the guy's name? Married to Audrey?
Mr. Audrey, I believe.
Mr. Audrey, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah. Go ahead. Anything else?
Liz says, Chloe's eyeliner on 24 should be nominated for a supporting Emmy. It had an amazing story arc, pun intended.
And I will tell you, as Jennifer likes it when I trip over all these names, the week I spent with Chloe and her husband and Grunberg and all these other people when we went to Israel, she doesn't look not one bit, really, does she look like that. Not at all.
It was a different look for her this season, yeah. But you know what? It almost parallels her with Jack, that dark, brooding.
Yeah, right. Well, she was a
energy
brooder.
Force.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. All right, Ken, anything else?
John says, he must have tweeted this during the show, he says, I think Jack Bauer just won the home run derby.
Oh, really? All right, so that, speaking of that, who won American League or National League in the All-Star game last night?
I think it must have been the American League because Mike Trout was the MVP.
The last I looked, the American League was ahead like 3-2 or something.
Michael, could you give us the final verdict?
I think it was 4-2.
Was it? American League 5, National League 3.
4-5-3.
Yeah, that too. And Derek Jeter was the All-Star, is that right?
Trout was the MVP.
Trout was the MVP. He's from the Angels. But Derek Jeter got a standing ovation because it's his last All-Star game.
Ah, okay, all right. And, it all sounds kind of fishy to me.
Huh? Oh, Trout.
18.
Let's go upstream.
Past the hour on Good Day.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you,
or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summer song time. Time for Nat King Cole. Crank it up, Michael.
And sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and weenies. Then lock the house up. Now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out of the
supposedly, anyway. We have some pretty wet, humid, heavy weather here in the Northeast. Michael, what's it like down in Washington?
We've had storms the last couple of days.
Yeah, heavy thunderstorms, that kind of stuff. Heavy air, that sort of thing. They don't get that where Jennifer and Kenny are. They
although it rained storms on Monday for a little bit in the morning.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? I mean, just sprinkled, but
yeah.
We had a sprinkle yesterday. You could almost notice it.
I sent it to you, Ken.
Really?
Thanks.
Nice. 25 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Summertime and the opportunity to stay up later. Sometimes you feel like a kid, right? You can stay up. You feel like you're going to stay up a little bit later. For whatever the reason, it stays lighter later and you want to stay up later. So more of you participate. The ratings are better, interestingly enough, for some of these shows in the summer than they are in the wintertime. For whatever the reason. I'm talking about the late night shows, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, etc., and the other guy. So here are, we leave the other guy out, but the other four, we have a bit of fun from their monologues from last night.
According to a dating app, Amazon employees are more desirable than employees at other tech companies. Yes. Plus, if you sleep with one, they'll recommend someone else you might also like sleeping with.
Like that, darling? You might want to try my friend Dwayne.
Here's what everyone's talking about. It's this crazy weather we're having. I don't know what's going on. All of the country, you know what it is? Polar vortex. The polar vortex is back. It's causing the Midwest to experience fall-like temperatures. At this point, I can't tell if it's climate change is that still a problem or if God just put the earth on shuffle.
The Pope is considering repealing celibacy for priests. Priests will no longer have to take a vow of celibacy. They'll be getting it done. Ladies and gentlemen, see what you can accomplish when you don't have Congress standing in your way. It's a miracle. And everybody's taking him seriously. Earlier today at communion, Cardinal Dolan over at St. Patrick's sent over some communion wine to a sweet-looking young thing in the first pew.
Yesterday, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said that President Obama has brought tranquility to the global community. And that's good, Josh. You should always open with a joke. To let people know you're a fun guy. The border crisis continues, and a new poll shows the majority of Americans disapprove of how President Obama is dealing with immigration. Of course, those numbers could change if he lets more people into America.
Right. And those who are being polled. So, I'm trying really hard not to go down many of those streets, if you've noticed that. But it's pretty easy these days to go down those streets. How about from the health department, Better Living Boxes at DougStephan.com. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, had a lot of great tips this week. Today, those of you who are considering living the vegetarian lifestyle might enjoy the tips, the information that's there, that we have on DougStephan.com.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Garo LaMarche. Coming right up, doesn't the GOP now have to agree with President Obama on some resolution to the border crisis?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Since the GOP has called the border crisis a huge problem, is Senator Lindsey Graham right that they will be politically blamed if they don't agree with President Obama on some resolution?
I do agree with that, and I think Senator Graham demonstrated that you could have a position that was open to common sense immigration reform and survive a Tea Party primary in one of the most conservative states in the country. You know, won very handily. So I think that he's what looks like a statesman lately. So I agree with him. The political aspect of it is that it's costly to the Republican Party, and most sensible Republicans know that. And I think if you see Obama take some executive action on this, there'll be a lot of jumping up and down about it, but it will have electoral resonance for the Democrats.
Where are we in a month from now? Where are we in 6 months from now? I think that if this crisis continues to get worse, where you have thousands of children coming over the border every day, I think that Congress will finally put aside the politics and find a way to address this. I am hopeful that we can find some sort of accord. It won't be a comprehensive bill, but as we've all said, this is a humanitarian crisis. I mean, we're talking about little children. They are not political pawns, should not be used as political pawns. And we need to address the fact that they're here.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Garo LaMarche and Ron Christie.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Time, the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 33 and change past the hour, Wednesday the 16th. We're talking about things that are in the news, things that are the buzz. Ooh, speaking of buzz, don't forget to check the Buzz Box coffee.
That's so funny
box.
That you said that, because listen to this. I just took a sip while you were talking about it.
Listen to this.
What's that?
Water from my well.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Mine's better than yours.
So if you'd like a free pound of BuzzBox coffee so you can get the aroma, get the flavor, get what Jennifer gets, get what Michael gets, get what thousands of other people get, I'm going to check out BuzzBox coffee. Free pound can be sent to you. Dial 866-456-7805. This is for those who are tired of their morning routine. If you like this routine, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, listening right now, the focus on other addictions. Coffee is an addiction. Cigarette smoking is an addiction. Yesterday, we spent a good deal of time talking about the merger of Reynolds Tobacco and P. Lorillard into the biggest, largest consumer-driven tobacco company in the world. And so with the billions of dollars at stake, very interesting, the next page in this is the e-cigarette market. The makers are in an arms race for new flavors. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Some of the flavors that are in exotic cigarettes, or the e-cigarette is supposed, they call it the exotic cigarette, it's supposed to be E for e-vapor.
Electronic.
It? Electronic. Okay, anyway. So some of the things that are being used, blueberries, clove, hazelnut, Irish cream, let's see here, apple pie, banana nut bread, cherry cheesecake.
Okay, I'm hungry already.
But they're putting these flavors into the e-cigarette.
Oh, I know. You know, it's funny. We have my friend at work, Matt. You know him. He works with you.
And you're trying to get him to stop smoking.
He has this e-cigarette, this vaporizer.
Yeah, right.
And I swear, I walk into his office, and it smells like the circus. It smells like cotton candy.
Yeah,
right. He's got this vape-smelling cotton candy thing going on.
If you look across the e-cigarette industry, there are more than 7,000 flavors available, 250 more being introduced every month. You can choose your own, or you, as Matt is doing, try a bunch of them. And this is part of the central conversation about e-cigarettes, the whole new world of getting people addicted to stuff that's just as bad as smoking tobacco, because they put all of the things that are bad. I mean, tobacco smoke's not good for you, but the things that they put in it to get you addicted, the senator from West Virginia, Jay Rockefeller, at a Senate committee hearing, said, "I'm ashamed of you. You're what's wrong with America," talking to the executives of the cigarette manufacturers. You know what? He's 100%, 110% right. They are. It is what's wrong with America.
Well, you know what? As someone who supports business, yeah, I think, you know, they have a right to sell whatever they want. I think the bigger question is,
Jennifer,
why do young people feel this need to smoke this stuff?
One of the reasons is, and I said, oh, come on, Jennifer, I'm not one who likes government at all in any way, shape, or form. So maybe the answer that you're suggesting is that we do a much better job of educating.
Yeah,
we
sugar is addicting like nicotine is addicting.
The
but you can't stop people from making sugar. I mean, that would kill.
Well, they put sugar into these e-cigarettes to make them more addicting. That's one of the ingredients.
That's true. Sugar
is very addicting. But isn't it the job? If, in fact, we agree that government has some good purposes, not a lot, but some important purposes, defending the country, somewhat organizing roads, they're doing a horrible job of that, transportation, that sort of thing, and involved in the educational process, maybe healthcare is something. I mean, the bottom line is government does have a role, and we wish it would play it well. One of the best examples of it not playing its role well is what's going on in the educational system and how federal government money that was introduced, actually, I think during the Eisenhower era when we started, there were a lot of, I loved Eisenhower, and the more I read about him, the more I like him, but he introduced, and Kennedy actually almost slowed down some of the things, then LBJ never saw a public consumption bill they didn't like. So we have all the New Deal, whatever, fair deals, square deals, all that stuff that started in the 60s when he was president. But it was the initiation, the thinking it through, started when Eisenhower was president. And one of the things that the government got into was the education business. I'm talking about the federal government. It had been left to local and state to raise money and run the schools. And that's what I'm talking about 60 years ago. After World War II, that's when the federal government got involved in so many different things, and it took a while for them to get into education. The point that I'm trying to make by going off on this is that we have failed miserably in many very important areas of our lives. For example, this. Health education was not even offered when I was in school, and it was tried for a while, but because sex education became part of health education, mm-hmm, it got yanked from most curriculums because some of these dunderheads didn't want people to know how to... I remember a school committee in Framingham saying, "Well, we don't want them to know how to do it, you morons." That isn't what it was about at all.
I got about 6 weeks. They took PE, and the last 6 weeks of PE was health, or maybe the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But again, it was mostly just messing around. It was mostly sex ed.
Yeah.
Now I was talking to my cousins who are going to be freshmen this year, mm-hmm, and I said, "Oh, what classes are you getting excited? What classes are you going to take?" And they said, "Oh, we have a life skills class."
Life skills.
An hour a day, like a regular class, it's life skills.
What does that mean, life skills?
Basically tells you how to be healthy, how to balance your diet.
Oh.
I guess that actually makes sense, but, you know, it's just sad that this is where we've come, because it should be, this kind of thing should be common sense, taught at home from the minute that you're born.
Taught at home or taught at school, but it defies logic to think that these things are not being discussed in an educational environment where everybody would know pretty much the same, have the same information.
Now, it's speaking of health, I didn't mean
to. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so I heard a story this morning because I woke up a little early, and so I was listening to the news.
Yeah.
And there's a new proposed idea with food stamps that people on public assistance, if they buy more fruits and vegetables, they will be given a certain amount of points for each purchase on a food stamp.
Really?
And the people that buy more fruits and vegetables will be given movie tickets.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think? Because at first I went, okay, this is so stupid. But then I thought, well, maybe not. I mean, maybe that's an incentive. I don't know if it's movie tickets. Maybe it's more, you know, something.
How about the incentive is that you'll live longer and be more prosperous because you'll be healthier?
But that's how we've gotten into this society now. It's an incentive-based society.
Yeah. Everything.
But I just thought that was interesting. So movie tickets for fruits and veggies. I wanted to tell you about it.
How about that, boys and girls? What do you think of that? 888-302-3684.
Can you buy popcorn once you get there?
Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. The swimming season is here. And one of the great things about summertime when you look around is seeing how many there are a lot of activities now for children, camps and school and that sort of thing, summertime. But at the end of the day, and I find this, I'm so thankful that I have a swimming pool here. And we're going to get some video of Charlotte swimming. Almost every day I'm taking Charlotte into the pool to swim. And I brought her to the vet yesterday to have the stitches taken out of her other eye that was removed.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at her and he looked at me and he said, "Do you realize what a miracle? This dog is in better shape now than she was before the accident."
Well, maybe that's your blessing. Maybe you're going to get another year or two out of her, you know, because
she is so full of energy now and getting around. And this guy, who's pretty good, this is an 84-year-old vet who's been seeing animals. He was a tough vet school instructor for 24 years, but he's been around for 60-some-odd years in the veterinary world. And he said, "This is the most amazing dog I think I have ever seen. And I've seen some amazing stories, heard some stories. This dog is the stories, and I'm, you know," he said, "the stories you can tell." I said, "Well, fortunately, I can tell them." And he's in an area where people listen to me, in Gardner, and some of the folks that go to him. I remember one day I went up there, he said, "Oh, somebody was just in here from Gardner, and they said you were coming up."
Gardner.
Because the people around know this is a very unusual fellow, and he's got a great practice, a wonderful wife. And it's just wonderful. And so it's just good to hear. She looks better than she did before.
That's
so
great.
So that's the update on Charlotte. I don't know if we're still getting comments on Charlotte, or we just get questions, Kenny, from social media about how Charlotte is doing. Can we post some more pictures, et cetera, et cetera? And I haven't done that. I haven't been doing a good job of that, and I'll have to do that.
Yeah, most of our listeners are asking for more pictures.
Yeah, okay. So we'll do that. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffan's Good Day program. Maybe we cannot stop time every day. I start the day thinking to myself, it seems like I was just here. We all think the same thing. It was just moments ago we did yesterday's program. And as time marches on, Meredith and I say that every night you go to bed and, we're going to bed again. It's the end of the day. And you think to yourself, I know you all are thinking this, how quickly the time is passing. And I've said this
like a merry-go-round
any number of ways. The time actually is passing faster. It seems noticeable maybe for different reasons, but in fact the Earth is moving quicker and the seconds are coming. I mean, we may only have an extra second or two, or we miss it, whatever it is. We all sense it, we feel it, that time is moving. And as time moves, it takes its toll on your body. So sometimes because of your work environment, because of what's at home, things that are bothering you, you get not to sleep as well. And so those bags and puffiness under your eyes, lines around your eyes develop, and you don't want them there, you don't need them there. You want to know how to get rid of them, right? Well, thanks to GenuCell, you can definitely get rid of them, and you can do it by calling 800-543-9262. Yep. combating wrinkles, facial lines. That's what this is all about. Husbands and wives are using this. Brothers and sisters are using it. You'll start using GenuCell, and you will be amazed at the changes even overnight. And in a couple of weeks, woo, the puffiness will be gone. You'll love it. You'll be using it, and you'll be telling other people about it. And that's the idea. Pass it along. Word of mouth is good. 800-543-9262, GenuCell, a serum developed from stem cell technology. 800-543-9262. Order it right now. Mention my name. You get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment, which is great for the rest of your face. These gifts are there while supplies last. 800-543-9262. Get the gift of a perfect face.
It's Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome massive responsive.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is finally here, and it's time for the All-American Cookout. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 45% of Americans say hamburgers are the entree on the menu most. So don't forget the beef. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Hamburgers are an American staple at summer cookouts. But let's try to turn it up a bit this year. Instead of just using ground sirloin, combine equal parts of sirloin, brisket, and short ribs. Then top off your burger with a homemade slaw with a little bit of spicy kick. You and your guests will be amazed at the difference. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Will B posts, why me and why today, stupid car? Will, sometimes I also wonder why. Why is the Honda Summer Clearance event here? Why are there great deals on KBB.com's most trusted brand? Why is the Honda Accord loaded with a rear-view camera, Bluetooth, and Pandora standard? Why, Will? Why? Come on in and find out.
Hurry into the Honda Summer Clearance event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
The Degstaff and Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. You may be interested if you're following or are interested in general in these execution cases, capital punishment in general. There was supposed to be an execution in Missouri. Was delayed until at least midday today. After a federal judge granted a last-minute stay, fellow's name is John Middleton. supposed to die last night for killing three people in Missouri in 1995, 19 yeah. years ago.
I graduated high school.
Less than 2 hours before the execution, the judge granted a stay, ruling that there was enough evidence of mental illness. It took him 19
so
years to get to this point.
So why is it just an extra few hours, then? If it's mental illness, shouldn't it just be taken off the board?
Well, go ahead.
There's going to be a hearing.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The state could execute him at any time after the stay is lifted if they find out that he's not mentally incompetent. But it took him 19 right. years to get to this point. Mm-hmm. What the heck's wrong with the system? Think about it for a second. What kind of system runs this way? 51 after the hour.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Recorded here, we're always live and in your ear. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Tech Talk time now. The beginning elements of this conversation start with Shelley Palmer, who today talks about Mind RDR, which I'm guessing is Mind Reader, Kenny, is that right? It's an app. Once you, it lets you take a picture with your mind. That sounds pretty intriguing. Mind RDR. Anybody heard about this before? Am I putting it in your ear just now? Mind RDR. I'm just thinking this Mind Reader. But let's find out. Instead of me speculating and sounding foolish, not that that's anything new, Shelley Palmer gives us the straight scoop in just a moment here on Good Day.
The best way to start the new school year is to look awesome and feel like a genius. Get the best of both worlds by saving 75% off select new Kyocera phones from Boost Mobile with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Metaphorically speaking, that's like getting more bang for your buck, more bounce for your ounce, more booyah for less moolah, more bling bling for less cha-ching, more of what you want for less of what you got. So let Boost Mobile give you a back-to-school boost with discounts on select Kyocera phones with monthly plans starting at only $40 a month. Because we could all use a little more or a little less, metaphorically speaking. Visit your local Boost Mobile retailer or boostmobile.com/stores for details. Boost Mobile. Offer ends 8/31/14 at participating dealers and boostmobile.com. While supplies last for new customers only on a monthly plan. Discounts vary and are limited to select Kyocera phones. Excludes taxes. Coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See participating dealer or visit boostmobile.com/stores for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, forget OK Glass. What if you could take a picture with your mind? That's the goal behind MindRDR, an app that was just released for Google Glass. MindRDR syncs with Google Glass and a separate piece of head-mounted hardware to create a communication loop. The app then looks for and tracks the brain waves that respond to your focus, then translates them into a meter reading that you can see on Google Glass. The more you focus, the more the meter rises. Once you focus enough, MindRDR takes a picture of what you're seeing. MindRDR can even post a picture to Twitter along with the concentration level you achieved. The whole setup's pretty clunky, especially with the need for extra hardware. And of course, building around Google Glass, which is pretty expensive to begin with, not too many people are going to be able to check this out. Nevertheless, MindRDR has my undivided attention. It's going to help train me to focus and concentrate better, I think. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under your hood, one of the great technological advances.
Hood?
It could be under your hood. It's under my hood. I use it in all the tractors and the trucks that I have on the farm. Here's something I just noticed. This has been going on, apparently, for several months. There's an interactive map site that lets you travel the world through the lenses of drones. You know, there are all kinds of drones. If you look at some of the pictures of the drones that are around, some of them look like B-2 bombers. The ones that were in 24 anyway look like B-2 bombers.
I've dated a few drones.
Have you really? Well, the Google Street View is one thing, and it's pretty amazing in and of itself. But there's a new site that is the same kind of tourism. Well, you can go to any place. I don't know how this is close in. The Google thing is from the satellites, right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah, because all the drones send their stuff up to satellites.
Oh, is that what it is? So the Google drones send the... I thought it was from... The pictures were taken actually... Well, not, I guess I didn't think. I thought some of the Google stuff was taken on the ground by people just driving around in neighborhoods. Isn't that where
yeah,
you get that 24...
These aren't Google drones.
No, I understand that they're just used. They're just used by them. But these are drones. Everyday drones are being used for other purposes, or are they just out there for the purpose of sticking their camera in your backyard?
Well, or in tourist places and that kind of thing.
Want to see the Grand Canyon? Not go there. Check this out.
Yeah, that's your basically drone.
Oh, okay, that's kind of a cool.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.